Thank you all. Thank you, Santi and Maria Noel, Paulina, and our interpreter. I didn't catch the name, but thank you. This is a great honor to be with you all. And I'm there's something amazing out of all of the what has arisen in the pandemic world, in this new world that we find ourselves in, that we can come together like this. This fills my heart with joy that in this deeply troubling time, the possibility of practicing together is possible. I have a title for our time together today, and it goes with both a poem and an image that I'd like to share with you. The title is called Trust with No Object, Finding Peace in an Unsteady World. And I want to just share some of what brought me to this title. So here in the US, it's been strange, but we've had very clear guidelines for the last several weeks. And I believe you all have too. It's like, do this. Be in lockdown. This is the way life is going to be. And it's been hard and challenging, but now we're starting to enter a new phase of opening. And it's not clear. And our leaders are not cohesive. One person says this, another person says this. We don't know what the right actions are. And there's a sense of new, another level, yet another level of uncertainty. Can any of you relate to this? Is this some of what you've been feeling in this time? Yeah, it's like, okay, what now? What now? So in some ways, it's like, all right, we've taken our practice to this level, and now it's like, oh, and now we're gonna raise it up again. Now we've gotta like hold on even more firmly, but holding on in the practice world is actually letting go of what do we not have control over, and where can we bring our attention and our hearts to this deeply important time, this human time of doing exactly what we're about to do today. So I want to share the screen to share this image. This image has been very important to me for a number of years. And let me pull it up. And as you look at it, just receive it. As a practice, as a visual practice, what strikes you? Letting your eyes linger on the details. And I'd actually invite you, if it's not too chaotic, to if you have a response to these questions, to unmute yourself, just to say briefly. So, what do you see? Where are you curious? Where do you lean in, or do you lean away?
Trust in instability.
Yes, trust in instability. Thank you.
Equilibrio propio.
One's own balance, yes.
Despreocupación.
Right, there's something about this kind of confidence that the person is exhibiting that's so sort of antithetical to what we might expect.
One step at a time.
Yes, one step at a time.
Confianza.
Suavidad.
Equilibrium in uncertainty.
Foco.
Confianza.
El equilibrio está dentro.
Construcción paso a paso.
Alguien que se sostiene a sí mismo.
Liviandad.
Andando.
Inmensidad.
Misterio.
Sostenerse en el vacío.
Libertad.
Sutileza.
Recibir.
Camino.
Construct the path with confidence.
Thank you.
Confianza.
Atreverse.
Equilibrio.
Thank you all. I'll, if you care to, I can send this image to Santi and Maria Noel and they can share it with you. There's something about holding this image in myself and then sharing it and hearing back all of the wisdom that's here. The other aspect that I notice in this image that's very powerful is that the directionality, that the person is walking out to the full moon, that there's a direction. Many of you mentioned this confidence. So can you feel, even as we speak about it, as we share about it, can you feel that in your own body? Can you feel that sense of stability amidst change? In some ways, this is the very heart of practice, and yet as the world changes so rapidly and we lose the relative stability in our routines, in the way life is supposed to be, whatever that means, as we lose that, I have a heightened sense of what's being called for out from my practice, from my own intention. So there's this juxtaposition of ease, peacefulness. You know, the theme is trust with no object, finding peace in an unsteady world. Steadiness may or may not be there, but we actually can find peace, as you all so beautifully described. And I, you know, when we see something like that, we also draw upon what we feel in relation to that, what's here already, what's already been built by this deep knowing that practice offers. So I'd like to invite us to actually explore this theme through some movement. So beginning, and you're welcome to stand or to stay seated, but just allowing some gentle movement to inform the body. So maybe some shoulder rolls, having just come from sleep, most of us, this opening of the body, maybe the involving the elbows and the wrists. We can bring the shoulders up as they're mobile, maybe arcing over. Letting your breath be as full and deep as it wishes without holding it. And letting the movements be free. So moving at different angles. The way this body has of closing and contracting and then opening and expanding. Even here in this movement, there's a dynamic, a steadiness and a freedom, an opening. And if you've been sitting and all of a sudden you feel like the rest of you needs to move a bit, feel free to get up and invite the lower body. Imagining that you're getting ready to walk a tightrope, holding yourself on that rope. I'm letting any sounds out. Shaking. And letting the body return to stillness. And we'll be shifting in a few minutes to a sitting practice. So if you care to, you can come right onto your seat for meditation. And if it would serve you to try this standing up, I'm going to be offering a few more movements. And if you care to be in mountain pose, that's fine as well. So as you settle in, just sense the core of the body and the weightedness. And for these movements, I'm going to suggest that you keep the eyes slightly open as you explore. So from this uprightness and stability, the lower body is stable, whether you're standing or sitting. Just lean slowly and a little bit to the left. And as you lean, just notice what happens in the body. Where does strain arise, if it does? Just sensing into the imbalance here and very slowly coming back to center and noticing as you come back what happens. What releases? What finds peace? Let's try it to the right now. Slowly, this is a whole different side. What happens when you tilt to the right? What stiffens or contracts? You might notice it in the body, you might notice it in the mind or the emotional field. And then again, slowly coming back to center, noticing what happens as you do this. and what it is like to come home. Could we call this peace here in the center? And now let's move forward, lean forward ever so slightly. Is there any place in the body that grabs or stiffens, contracts? And what's it like to hang out in this place? And then as you're ready, returning slowly to center. Each time you come home, what's that like? And finally, leaning backward, just slightly. What grips? And then returning. And as you come to the center this time, feeling freshly into the posture for meditation. If you're standing and wish to sit for this sitting practice, you're welcome to, and you're welcome to stay standing or lying down. As we feel into this field of stability, relative stability in the midst of change, this moment, we can invite awareness. And we can invite peace. We might notice the shared qualities of awareness and peace. The poet Dorothy Hunt offers a few lines about this peace. She says, "The peace is this moment without judgment." This moment, that is all. Peace is this moment without judgment, that is all. This moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without thinking that it should be some other way, that you should feel some other thing, that your life should unfold according to your plans. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome. We can't force peace. But when we bring the body to this stillness, we do invite it. As we settle with the body and the breath, we may touch that space of peace in glimmers. No need to rush out and chase it down. Or rather, we can make a space that invites it in, invites peace to be known in awareness. When you notice that the mind or the attention has hardened or tightened or gotten caught up in something, this is the moment of pure presence. This is the moment of practice, of opening. Of welcoming everything that is. No need to lean into the next moment or lean away. Being willing to meet the moment, this intimacy of our lives right now, with the possibility of peace. Perhaps sensing the trust possible just in the moment. Sensing how the body and the breath offer themselves as a place to come home. To touch this trust and peace. It's not in the future or the past, just here. Peace is this moment without judgment. That is all. And even in the moments when we recognize we've been judging, then there's peace. Yes. Nothing to turn away from. And if you care to, in the last few minutes of our formal practice, allowing this sense of trust, of peace, of steadiness in an unsteady world, expand from the heart space, moving out into the world, into your homes, your families, this community. This natural wish from the heart for ease, for peace. In a moment, you'll hear the sound of the bells. This is really an invitation, not signaling the end of anything, but really the transition from the formal practice, this deep concentration, to the next practice of your life. Not separate. Different. Through this collective remembering, moment by moment, we are weaving a new possibility. We are walking ourselves to the full moon together. We are stepping into this moment with peace, with trust, with love. And you can invite some movement into the stillness if that would be supportive.